Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good morning, and once again welcome to this program of the Word of Grace on CJMQ Radio, broadcasting to the Eastern Townships of Quebec and beyond. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, and together with our supporters, we're pleased to have you listening in to this broadcast. Today is Sunday, the 9th of August. And over the past weeks, we have looked at sporting metaphors in the Bible against the background of the sporting events we have gone through in recent weeks, not the least of which has been the FIFA World Cup. The World Cup is over, but my sporting calendar tells me that from the 10th to the 16th of August, there are the European Athletics Championships in Birmingham, England. And there is also the Iowa Corn 350 Speedway today in Newton, Iowa. You may know of others. I have to say to you that we have kind of reached the end of sporting events listed in the Bible, so next week we shall start following a new theme in these broadcasts. What sport is it we look at this week? Well, what about water sports? How about boating, yachting, or swimming? To put us in mind, here are words from Psalm 107. Some went out on the sea in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep. For he spoke and stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. And in their peril their courage melted away. They reeled and staggered like drunkards. They were at their wits' end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love, for his wonderful deeds for humankind. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people, and praise him in the council of the elders. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, as we come to your throne of grace today, we do so with hearts overflowing with gratitude and thanksgiving. In the words of Psalm 107, we are reminded to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. What a profound truth this verse holds for us all who are called by your name. We are reminded of your unwavering goodness and endless mercy that you graciously extend to us each day. We take moments now to pause and reflect upon the countless blessings you have poured into our lives. Even amidst trials and tribulations, your goodness shines through like a beacon, a lighthouse of hope, guiding our every step. We thank you for the air we breathe, the warmth of the sun, the beauty of creation that surrounds us. Above all, we bless you for Jesus, who reflects and illumines our lives with the knowledge of your love. By his life lived on earth, by his death on the cross, and his mighty resurrection, we know that you love us, that you are for us, and that in him there is a path to eternal life, and that there is nothing that can pluck us out of your hand. You provide for our needs in ways that we could never have imagined. You know how easy it is for us to come to you and proclaim loudly our faith when all is going well. But when the waters get rough and the waves threaten to swamp our little boats, we cry and wail in fear. We are sure that these waves will be the very things that destroy us. But over the winds and the waves, you call to us to place our trust in you. And that's not easy for us. We're so used to getting lots of reassurances and written guarantees of safety. But still you call to us. Help us to take our focus off the wind and the waves and place our gaze directly on you. Attune our hearts and our lives to hear your call and to respond in faith. For we offer this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our reading this morning comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, at verse 22. In this, a storm arises, and Jesus comes to the disciples walking on the water. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. And when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Amen.
If you pass through raging waters, waters, in the sea you shall not drown. If you walk amid the burning flames, you shall not be harmed. If you stand before the power of hell and death is at your side, know that I am with you through it all. Be not afraid, I go before you always. Come follow me, and I will give you rest. Be not afraid, I go before you always. Come follow me, and I will.
Admiral James Stavridis, in his memoirs of serving as a commanding officer of United States ships Barry, claimed that a ship at sea was akin to a monastery. He wrote, "To sail a modern ship of war is not unlike walking into a desert with a few companions. Everywhere around you is nothing but the sky and the distant horizon. There is a little outside input and an endless cycle of work and sleep. And from all of that comes, in sum, a contemplation that is not, at the end of the day, unlike the meditations of medieval monks. It is a rare sailor, indeed, who does not find himself or herself at least once a day standing at the rails of the ship, watching the hopeful, gentle rise and swell of the ocean, and staring, staring, staring at what?" Here's what one naval saint wrote. "I find it largely above deck, standing watch on the bridge, often at sunrise or sunset, or on nights when there is at least some illumination from the moon or bioluminescent creatures below the water. When sunlight in varying shades of red, orange, yellow and purple breaks through the tufts of cumulus clouds on the horizon. When the churning ocean crashes over the bow of the ship, dense white streaks of frothy foam and spray are whipped up onto the bridge's windshields, the ship pitches and rolls, and my hands grip the steel wire above my head that traverses the width of the bridge. Conversely, when the sea is like glass, and even the movement of small flying insects is visible, breaking the surface of the ocean. Yes, one can find a sense of eternity at sea in gazing upon the waters. But if one can find a sense of eternity at sea, then one can also find a sense of mortality at sea. Properly understood, the ocean is a terrifying and dangerous place. Even today, with extensive safeguards and training, shipboard accidents, collisions, and groundings occur frequently among both warships and merchant ships. People die. Mariners of previous generations had an even keener awareness of the dangers of the sea and more readily connected their safe navigation upon the sea to God's providential action. And so Psalm 107, in emphasizing the contingency and frailty of life, recognizes God's providential action upon the sea. Here is another prayer for seafarers. "O most powerful and glorious Lord God, at whose command the winds blow and lift up the waves of the sea, and who stillest the rage thereof, we thy creatures, but miserable sinners, do in this our great distress cry unto thee for help. Save, Lord, or else we perish. We confess when we have been safe and seen all things quiet about us. We have forgot thee, our God, and refused to hearken to the still small voice of thy word and to obey thy commandments. But now we see how terrible thou art in all thy works of wonder, the great God to be feared above all. And therefore we adore thy divine majesty, acknowledging thy power and imploring thy goodness. Help, Lord, and save us for thy mercy's sake in Jesus Christ thy Son, our Lord. In an age of ever-increasing material comfort for so many of us in the developed and developing world, too often we blanket ourselves in that false sense of safety described in the author of that prayer. We attribute our wealth and success to our own efforts. And some techno-utopians even believe that humanity can save itself and even defeat death. And not even a pandemic that has killed millions of people can rid us of these illusions. The sea reminds us of eternity. But it also reminds us of mortality. It reminds us of eternity, but it reminds us of mortality. But the scripture reminds us that in the midst of the sea, that it should remind us of the presence of Jesus. You have probably heard a sermon or two that basically comes down to a commendation of Peter's faith for getting out of the boat and walking on the water. The problem, as it is usually put, is that he takes his eyes off Jesus. His faith falters. He falls into the water. And he forgets even the most basic swimming lessons. That means that he would never be able to compete in the Olympic Games in the swimming events. But Jesus is there to save him. And so this sermon concludes, be courageous, get out of the boat, but keep your focus on Jesus. Well, that certainly may be good encouragement for some people to put their faith into action, but it kind of misses the point of the story. After all, when they get back into the boat, the other disciples don't congratulate Peter for doing pretty well and wish him better luck and better swimming next time. The real hero of the story is Jesus, whom the disciples worship for the first time in Matthew as the Son of God. And the next time Matthew records that the disciples worship Jesus is when he appears after his resurrection. The sea reminds us of eternity. The sea can remind us of mortality. But the sea reminds us that Jesus brings us hope in both life and in death. The order for a burial of sea says, of the point of interment, we therefore commit this body to the deep, looking forward to the general resurrection in the last day and the life of the world to come through our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose second coming in glorious majesty to judge the world, the sea shall give up her dead and the corruptible bodies of those who sleep in him shall be changed and be made like unto his glorious body according to the mighty working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. Going down to the sea in ships may remind us of eternity, of our small place in the universe. Going down to the sea in ships may remind us of the threats to our mortal life, of the frailty of our human condition, of our mortality. But in between these two horizons, going down to the sea in ships should point us to the one who walked on the water, who rescues us out of the miry pit, who lifts us and holds him to himself, who is our saviour, our life preserver, and who can carry us through the storms of life to land safely on the heavenly shore. Amen.
Deeper.
Let us again turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. We give you all thanks and praise, O God, for you are Lord of all, without distinction. You are generous to all who call on you. In the first of your mighty wonders, you calmed the chaos and created a planet full of life. You chose a people to carry your good news to the world, and even worked through their acts of hatred and betrayal to bring about your salvation. And so too, when your son Jesus was rejected and cast into the pit of death, you raised him from the dead, and now save all who call on his name in faith. Coming to us amidst the storms of destruction, he pulls us up from the despair that would swallow us, and with a word brings his terrifying peace, bringing us to our knees in worship, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Lord, when trials beset us, it's natural to fear. But you call us to be courageous, but often we find our faith lacking. When asked to take risks, we often take the easy way out. And when unfair things happen to other people, we're often too timid to speak out. But you, O Lord, are the God of justice and compassion. You are to be trusted. Have mercy on us. Forgive us our sin. Lead us forward, even when the way seems dangerous. Lord God, help us all to take risks in your name, to do that which others think impossible, to do that which we think is impossible. Help us to dream and to do, to plan and to execute, to start and to finish, secure in the knowledge that from you comes salvation and that from you comes the power that we need. Today we remember before you nations and communities with cause to despair, and we behold before you those countries at war and those which are divided and living in conflict. We remember those who go down to the sea in ships, for those who in our name engage in conflict upon the high seas to protect something of our way of life. We remember those who go down to the sea in ships, who bring us goods and services, who supply our needs, which underpin our lives. We remember before you the oppressed and persecuted, the poor and the needy, those who live on the streets in the cities of our land and in the lands beyond our borders. We remember too those who are discriminated against and communities where law and order, morality and respect have broken down. And lastly, this day as a community of family of faith, we remember before you those we would name in our hearts who grieve, those who are sick, those with chronic illness, those entering hospital facing surgery. We ask you to hear all our prayers in the name of the one who taught us to pray to you as one family, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen." The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.